Hey, it's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So with Halloween right around the corner, I want to talk about building a zombie-free workplace. So gather your team around the office campfire, break out the marshmallows, and consider the following. Number one, do you work in a culture where people are afraid to be themselves? A workplace where everyone is encouraged to talk like zombies and wear professional masks all day that hide their true character. Inspiring workplaces excel at creating a relaxed atmosphere where people feel like they can bring their authentic selves to work every day. Here's why this matters. Leaders who come across as more authentic are viewed as more trustworthy. Employees who feel they can be themselves at work say they are more creative, more productive, less stressed out, and far happier. Authentic salespeople sell more. Authentic customer service agents receive higher feedback ratings. Masks might be okay for Halloween, but for the rest of the year, you need to foster a mask-free workplace if you want to build a high-performing team or business. Number two, are you being tricked or treated? According to a Watson Worldwide survey, 88% of employees cite a lack of acknowledgement as their top workplace issue, while 70% said a lack of recognition was the key reason they left a job. Conversely, treating employees, or for that matter, teammates or customers or your boss, with regular recognition leads to higher employee retention rates, higher productivity, and increased job satisfaction. One of the keys to effective recognition is being sincere, or else people will feel like they're being tricked. So make it a regular habit to offer sincere, meaningful recognition. And last, number three, are your values nothing more than decorative window dressing? Some scary window dressing might add some fun this Halloween, but when it comes to creating a rocking great workplace, well, it's all about action speaking louder than words. It's about substance over style. It's about making your values come alive in meaningful and relevant ways, or else your workplace culture will be as shallow and as ephemeral as a Halloween spiderweb. So please, kids, let's keep the scariness at work limited to just one day a year. And if you want some thoughts on celebrating Halloween in a bit of a different way, cruise on over to the website www.humoratwork.com and search for the article Conjuring Up Spirits in the Workplace. And now my fun at work tip. Here's a great idea, courtesy of Red Door Interactive, the San Diego company I've referenced before with the 100% jerk-free workplace. It's a weekly tradition they call We 30. Every Wednesday at 3:30, they take a break to celebrate an employee who exemplifies one of their five core values, which are to inspire, share, evolve, exceed, and, of course, be 100% jerk-free. As part of the ritual, the celebrated employee shares a story that has inspired them. The ritual not only keeps their values front and center, it also encourages a spirit of celebration, and it helps employees to get to know one another at a more meaningful, personal level. And the quote of the week from Arthur Toynbee, the supreme accomplishment is to blur the line between work and play. Hear, hear. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, we're cruising on to the end of October. So I've listed on the old website, www.humoratwork.com, some of the wacky theme days headed our way this November. For example, November 1st is the Extra Mile Day. What a great day to remind your team to go the extra mile when it comes to customer service. November 8th is a Bet and Aid Punsters Day. The 14th is Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. The 18th is Married to a Scorpio Support Day. The 20th is Name Your PC Day. World Hello Day is November 21st. November 24th is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. And November 30th is Stay Home Because You're Well Day. Cruise on over to the website, though, to check out all the wacky theme days and holidays. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.